Turn with me to Luke chapter 24, verse 49. Today your seat is going to be hot. You are going to go up and down on your seat right now. If you believe, you will receive. That's it. Okay, I have several topics for today. And one topic that God gave me, power and authority. And after some time, I get another word, clothed with power from on high, which this word usually I like. And then another one came, Jesus, we want more. Okay? And then the rest of the stuff I will teach as I go. Okay, 24:49. Jesus is talking. If Jesus is talking, it's so powerful and it's so good. And behold, the moment Jesus says, behold, what is the meaning of that? Leave all the job you're doing and then what? Behold. So you have to what? Behold. He didn't even say see. He didn't even say any other word. He said what? Behold. That means what? Leave all the jobs that you are doing, all what is around you, leave or giving importance to it. Now I'm going to give you a different, very important stuff to you. Behold. So he says, I will send upon you that what my Father has promised. But remain in the city, Jerusalem, until you are clothed with power from on high. This is amplified version. Yeah? Until you are clothed with power from on high. So the first thing is, Jesus was talking to his disciple. Father, we ask you to put the words right in right order in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Holy Spirit, help. So what we are reading here is, first he is talking to his disciples. Disciples who are under discipline. Disciples like, you know, sit down, stand up. That kind of a, you know, voice that's coming from behind. They listen from God. Okay, they come into that kind of a discipline that they walk with the Lord. Okay, they listen, they read, they study, they pray, and they have quiet time. The disciples were there, and then he's talking to them, behold, now leave everything, behold, I'm going to send you something which was promised by the Father. It is from the Father, the Creator, say hallelujah. And so he's telling, okay, it's a promise. Because the promise had come in Joel 2. So the promise, because Jesus, he knew the Old Testament, those days, the scrolls, so well. And so he is telling that promise, which is in Joel 2:28. And that promise is will be getting fulfilled on you, in you. Promise given by the Father, spoken before many hundreds of years, and Jesus is taking it in his hand and he's telling, listen, that promise that Joel spoke, that will come on you when I leave. So he has left already. We're talking about the promise even now. The coming generation, including the baby's generation, you know, the next generation and the next generation, have to read it as if they are reading for the first time. So we are looking at it, and it says then all that is spoken in 28, verse 28 and 29, 30 and etc., you know, is going to be fulfilled on you, okay? On you, fulfilled on you. Number two, he is telling, do not go away. That means there is no point in preaching, there is no point in worshiping, there is no point in praying if you are not got this araban, this seal over you. There is no point in doing any of it, because I was in the other school and God took me to this school, the Holy Spirit school. So I know it. We were very best of the bestest Christian growing up, my father, mother, and the best of the best church, the Bible-based church. But this is different, totally different. So God exposes his truth to his disciples. And listen, how many of you are disciples in this place? All of you. You are disciples in this place. And he is telling you, do not do any job. If you are a guitarist, you cannot play it if you are not clothed with power from on high. Why he said that? The importance is to be clothed from above. Clothed from on high. Clothed from on high. That was a privilege given to his followers. His followers all over the world, you know, till he comes back, all of them come under that category. If you are a believer, you come under that category. That is, you will be clothed from with the power. Now tell me, is it looking like that you've been clothed with power? Or if you're telling, God, I want more. I remember the day when I was clothed with the power, but now I want more, God. How many of you are feeling that? I want more because you said you will be clothed. Maybe I got some droplets. Maybe I got a touch, but now the season has come that I need to be walked in the cloak of the Holy Spirit. Fully immersed in Him. Completely controlled by Him. Take down, go home, beg or plead or whatever to the Lord and go for it. You're clothed with power from high. Okay? So it has come and it is written there. You wait there. And so he will come on you. So Holy Spirit was released on this earth when the absence of Jesus Christ was felt. Jesus is gone. Holy Spirit has come. So now you have who? The Spirit of Jesus. You have it here among you. He is here waiting around you. When you say, I want to be clothed, he will come on you. That is it. When you just opt for it, he will come on you. Okay, John chapter 1:16. My Jesus is so powerful. For out of his fullness, out of his abundance, we have all received, it is done, we have all received, all had a share, and we were all supplied, with one grace after another grace, 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 till all what you want is satisfied. Because grace brings the glory. Grace is charisma. God's grace. So he is telling that grace brings the healing. That grace brings the families. That grace bless you and to make you to live long. Say that and capture it. And spiritual blessing. See, after another, grace after grace after another. And spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing. If I am hungry for spiritual blessing, I can get it. Come on, church. It depends on how much I hunger. It depends on how much my tank is ready. It depends on how much I believe God. I believe, I receive. I keep my tank empty and I say I get the spiritual blessing after spiritual blessing after spiritual blessing after spiritual blessing. No need for anybody lay hands on you. You get it. When I am preaching, you receive it. Because you pay attention to it. But don't pay attention, then you know something else should be happening. And then even favor, come on, how many of you want favor in your life? How many of you want favor in your life? Whatsoever you do shall prosper is a favor. All what you touch will turn to gold is promise. You shall live and eat the goodness of the land. It's a promise. And you know, every small, 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 big, 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 it's all from above. It's a favor. It's a favor. It's an unmerited favor. It's not gained by works. it gained by blood of Jesus. It has to come. It has to be there. It has to be mine. I take it. I take it. I take it. I take it. Ordinary life is not for me. But the demonic realm thinks that you are ordinary. He knows you are not ordinary, but he wants to make you feel you are some ordinary, some road fellow. But you are not. Here he says, it is being given to you, and even favor after favor, and gift heaped upon gift. Amen. Gift heaped upon gift, people. If you are a singer over here, you know, under the great anointing of the Lord in the church, you will grow from gift to gift. Amen. And you, church, will be watching that. People will grow from nothing to everything. Amen. That's a gift. Amen. Amen. And we know it and we see it. Amen. Amen. You know, this is how it is. Discipline is discipline. Favor upon favor and favor. And grace upon grace. So, this is why grace means Jesus. How many of you know? Grace is Jesus. How many of you know? Grace is Jesus. How many of you know? Grace is Jesus. How many of you know? So, Jesus upon 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 Jesus. You know, the fullness of Jesus. Imagine the fullness. It's not halfness, it's fullness, people. It's fullness. Blessings upon blessings. Okay, you receive it as you are sitting underneath. Okay, the second chapter of John. Chapter 2, verse 11. This the first of his signs. So we know, everybody relax. What? Wedding at Cana. Second chapter, okay? Wedding at Cana. All of you know, easy story. Water turned into wine. Tasteless water changed into wine. The first class wine. First class wine. The water, just ordinary water. You know, ordinary water that they kept it in many jars just to wash faces and hands. That water turned into wine. Okay, it's just useless water. Nobody will look at it. It's no price. It's no price. The water, no price. You know, cheap water, no price water turned into. How about your life? How about your life? Water turned into wine. This is some I am made of. Ordinary, some no name, no fame, no nothing. God gave me the anointing to be here. So water turned into wine. Capture this word, put it there. When you really go through the notebook, you will go sit down there and say, water turned into wine. Say some 10 times, 20 times, 50 times, your chair will be burning. Okay, so here what you read. The first of his signs, miracles, wonder works, Jesus performed in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory. So he says, manifested his glory, by it he displayed his greatness, displayed. That's what we are seeing. So the greatness of his glory shall be made known to everybody. So greatness. Okay, his disciples believed in him because they saw the sign. So everybody, chance of becoming disciples and chance of believing because of the sign, okay? Everybody, chance of getting the, you know, knowledge of Jesus. And trusted and relied on him. This is about Jesus because he was clothed with the power from on. Okay, and then I have very many beautiful tidbits for you. I'm just going to throw it as the way you receive it, that will make you strong. John chapter 5, verse 19. I'm going to read the whole page. So look into the scripture. 19. So Jesus answered them by saying, I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, the Son is able to do nothing of himself, of his own accord, but he is able to do only what he sees, put a circle there, the Father is doing. What he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does is what the Son does in the same way in his turn. Same way, same way, same way. The Father dearly loves the Son and discloses to show him everything that he, Father, dearly loves the Son, dearly loves, dearly loves. Because he dearly loves her, so what he does, the Son discloses, you are caught with your own word. You said you dearly love, and then next thing you'll have to do, you disclose, you show her everything. You show her, you show him everything. What is that? Everything. He will disclose to him greater things yet than these, so that you may marvel and be full of wonder and astonishment. This is for you. This is for me. So he is telling this. You know, my Father dearly loves me, so he had shown me everything, see, everything what he himself does. It's about the heaven, it's about the Father, it's about the Creator. So what he himself does, what he himself does, church, we have to take a real leap into that area. Amen. Yes, as a church, the place where we are living, all this atmosphere, what is the need? What is in the heart of the Father? He has to show. To who he will show? He will show to those he is dearly loving on. We give him week after week, you know, food. Because we love him. And then he says, because you love us and we love you. And then what you said, let him see. Put in your notebook. It's given already. Come on, put it there. See, this year God said, set your mind on high. Don't look at the, you know, what blouse she is wearing, what gold she's wearing, oh, where she's going. You are going to that place, I am going to this place. You are going to that. Okay. So please, you know, all that, keep it. Enjoy that. But he says what? Set your mind above. Set your mind above. Set your mind above. Not on the things below. So because of that, he has to teach us the things of above. Things of above is you are connected to the Creator. You are not some nobody. And so he's able to do only what he sees the Father doing. What I was going to tell you, this nice somebody who is anointed, somebody who is very good, a leader, has to go through stuff, and again it came, and again gone back to some hospital, something, don't know to do things, and don't talk to me, don't talk to me. So that means lots of this type of, which we, our fathers, mothers didn't hear, those type of things are happening in the world, okay? It's, don't ever come and tell me it's not happening in the world. Don't come and tell me, oh, if you pray, things will not happen like that. Because you didn't, don't tell me all this rubbish. It's happening, man, it's happening. It's all because this body is fragile. It can happen to anybody. Got it? You got it? It can. So don't tell a judge and say, maybe you have to pray more, maybe 40 days. So, nah, it can happen to 40 days praying people also. Understand the way it has to be. Amen. And so, because I'll have to say all of this, because when you start to pray, you will have a misunderstanding here. And your prayer won't reach. So when you won't have compassion on somebody who is suffering. If you keep on judging, how you will have compassion on somebody who is suffering? If you say, maybe, 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 maybe. We've come out of that school. We are in grace school. Amen. Say amen. So don't ever go and say, maybe you have to do this, maybe. No, no, no. You are okay. You're okay. Only believe the word. That's all. So what I'm going to say, this type of things are prevalent right now. And this is connected to that. And so many researchers coming. Now what we have to do is, we as church, what we have to do is this. What we have to do. We have to go higher to see what the Father is doing, like how Jesus saw, and how Jesus did, like, you know, how he did, like Father showed him. We have to have that understanding now. That's the story. That's why I gave you all the example. So we have to be useful to the world one day. Come on, say that. That is why God has called you and God has given you the word. That's why these words are, I'm telling you, put a mark, put an underline. Why? Because you're learning it. So everything that he himself does, and he will disclose, put an underline and say, God, we love you so dearly and we are your children. Your duty is to show us, disclose to us. Come on. This is one of the very important prayer that you need to do. Disclose to us, disclose to this church, disclose to these pastors, disclose, oh God. The more you pray, you come here, you will get a good fresh food. Amen. That's it. He triggers. So like greater things, he says, not only what I saw, what Father was doing when Jesus was here on this earth, 3.5 years doing a beautiful ministry, he is adding one more word for you and I, greater things. This we know, already we know, but we are realizing it today because we want, you know, a cloaking from on high. And so what he says is, so that you may marvel. See, not only we marvel, another thing happened. The world will marvel. The world has to marvel. So he says, marvel, man. Come on, put it in your spirit right now. God, what are you going to do in my life that I am going to marvel? Write it. Ask him. I have to have something, oh God, these coming 7 days that I should marvel at what you have done in my life. And say this, God, whatever you're going to do around me and through me, others should stand and marvel. This has to come, God. I'm just asking you, standing on this word, marvel and wonder in astonishment, full of wonder, okay, astonishment. And so he's telling, just as the Father raises up the dead, my God, come on, shout it, man. Shout it. Father raises up the dead. I want some resurrection in my body. You are listening. Now, even John the Beloved is listening. So it says like this. Father raises up the dead. Gives them life. Amen. Today, what gun we took to kill the death? Life. Say life. Life. Again say life. Again say life. Take your hand, put on your body and say life. Because you are made of the trillions and zillions of cells. The bad ones should die and the good ones to thrive. Come on. If you speak like how the temperature can change, it can change in your body. So what you will say, come on, say somebody. What will you say? Life. Life. You will say life. So death to a wicked one and life to the good one. Say amen loudly. You all don't know. You better learn some medicine. Huh? So life inside. You are speaking into you. You are speaking. Those who are in need, I know you. That's why for your sake I'm speaking right now. You know, you are speaking into you. You speak into your belly now. Let it go all over your system. Speak into your belly. Into the bone marrow, speak. Into the bone marrow, speak life. Into the bone marrow, speak life. Believing that your bone marrow will be okay. Believing your knee pain will go. Your back pain will go. This is how, you know, the first century was ministering, you know, the gospel with miracle signs and wonders. They had miracle signs and wonders every time they gathered. Because lots and lots took place, including people raised from dead. Come on. Life, say life. Again, say life. You go against it, whatever is coming to touch your body, saying, hey, life. This belongs to us. How many of you claimed it? How many of you took it? Come on.
How many of you claimed it? So he says, gives them life. Gives them life to the dead. Gives them life. Gives them life. L-I-F-E, life. So the blood has to be exactly like how the Creator created it. Come on, speak over it. The bone has to be exactly like how the Creator created to be. Because it doesn't say if you are 30, it won't happen. If you are 40, it won't happen. If you are 50, it won't happen. It doesn't say that. Life means life. Okay, life means life, man. Life means life. The voice, the air that you are sitting under is coming on your clothing right now. It's going on your body right now. It's all true. It's all real. It's all true. When you go out, your hair will carry this anointing. Your hair will carry this anointing. Your nails will carry this anointing. He was like what? Zeal. What was that? That is what is written over there. Zeal about your house, O God, is burning me. It's written. The zeal about your house, O God, is burning in me. And so he stood up and he went there right away. I think it's coming now. I'm just giving you already. It's, you know, he went to the temple. He was a new guy, a thinny guy, a smaller guy, a beautiful guy, 30 years old. He went to the church, the temple, and took off all the tables. And what he did? He overthrew it. And there it is written, the zeal of the Lord, the Father, the house of God was burning in me. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. If you come to that place, you know you have a connection rope from here to there. You have a connection. If you don't come to that place, get that connection. You have a connection. You are dearly loved. You have a connection. You truly love him. You are sincere with him. He will do it for you. Even so, the Son also gives life. Father gives life. That is one category. And then Son gives life, another category. So double categories. Double side. Yeah. That's why right hand, left hand. So double side. Come on, take it. Take it. Yeah, when you do the prophetic act, it has to come. No enemy can come and steal that. Because you possess it. 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 Father gives life, I take it. Son gives life, I take it. And one more person is also there. And you know what he said about him? He's inside of you. Out of your bellies. Out of your bellies. Out of your bellies. He's a reverse. Not river. He's a reverse. Plenty. We don't know the number even. We don't know the number. If all of us stand up and open ourselves. Come on, say that. We open ourselves. Come on, do that. We open ourselves towards the nation. We open ourselves towards the climate. We open ourselves. Hey! Your body is made up of what? 78% river water? Water? Okay, that river is joined with that 78% of water. So your pituitary has to function. No disease can touch your pituitary. Because that pituitary has to command the salivary gland to say, hey, produce now. You produce now. Because it's all water. It's all about the 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 water. We claim it. Bone gets dried and osteoporosis calcification. Huh? We send the river now. Come on. We send the river. The river. The rivers. The rivers. Life-giving rivers. Life-giving Jesus. Resurrection power. Life-giving Jesus power. Anybody in this world can challenge this? Nobody. No devil, no demons, no nothing, no magician, no witchcraft, no anybody, no nothing can challenge. He says, gives life to, that's very beautiful word, whomever. Whomever. Whomever reads this. Whomever he wills and is pleased to give it. Amen. Come on, put it in your pocket. Keep it. Keep in store if you don't want. Put it in the shelf. Keep it stored. What? He gives what? Whoever. So did we receive or no?
Yes.
Did you receive or no?
Yes.
Amen. Yes. The Father judges no one and etc. comes. And then all men can give honor and etc. So you go home and read all of that. I have put all the scriptures over there. Because 26 says, for even as the Father has life in himself. Father has life in himself. And is self-existent. So he has given to the Son to have life in himself and be self-existent. Have you any time read this scripture? Say self-existent. Again, say self-existent. Okay, this is written for you and for me. I am self-existent. I am self-existent. I am self-existent. I am self-existent. Because it is written over here, Father has life in himself and self-existent. They're not planning to die at all. They are not planning to die at all. Come on, receive it. They are not planning to deteriorate, you know, decay. And then, you know, cavity. And then, you know, hair fall. You know, see, all that. All that. So, what we will say, no. That's not mentioned here. It says that Father has life in himself and he is self-existent. Jesus says, have you any time before read this scripture? Nah. We won't pay attention like that. He has given to the Son to have life. He has given. Say given. Again say given. Again say given. Man, if you mention it comes to you. Say given. It's given. It's given. He has given. He has given. So giving policy is from the Father. He's a giver. Okay, Jesus gave. Father gave Jesus. He was a giver. Okay, Jesus came and he was a giver. He came, always gave, and he gave his only life also. Okay, so to make me self-existent. Say amen. It's all here. To make me self-existent. To make me self-existent. To make me self-existent. And then now see. And he has given him authority and granted him power. Did I say in the beginning, I have one topic called power and authority? Yes? So I know when it comes from God. He is the Holy Spirit, so surprisingly, you know, very, very beautiful. And given him authority and granted him power to execute, say execute. Again, say execute. Again, say execute. Execute, execute, execute. He is an executioner. Come on. Because your name is called that, oh God, it's not mentioned here, but you are an executioner. You exercise, you practice. So if the doctor is doctor and he's a good doctor, he's always practicing. If Jesus is good, he's always practicing. Practicing. He's practicing on you and I. That's why we are in the earth. If nobody is on the earth, where he will go for practice? Yeah? No joy for him, no, every day to see. That's why we are on this earth. He likes us to be on this earth. So that he can practice on us. He is practicing. He's telling power is given to him. A degree is given to him because of the cross. To execute what the Father has given on this earth. Not on the dog and the cattle and the grass. On us. So he is exercising his power and authority over us. Then the next thing you have to tell me. So fill in the blanks, you have to tell me. Because he is a son of man, very man. Okay, what will you, you think that I expect out of you? Tell me somebody. I am a son of man and son of God, so I can practice what Jesus practiced. Yeah? This is the truth. Because of the word, I can practice what Jesus practiced. Do not be surprised and wonder at this. Okay, turn to one another and say, when I practice, you know, my profession. Come on, say that. When I practice my profession, you know, I have a profession. You know, when I practice my profession, you know, you give me time, okay? I will practice on you also. And do not be wondering. Do not be surprised. Come on, say that. Do not wonder. Do not surprise. Okay? Do not wonder. Do not surprise, because I'm going to practice. For the time is coming, and it has already come. It's come already. That it's not coming according to Jesus. Yes, it's come when all those who are in the tombs shall hear his voice. Is it clear? A time is come. All those who are coming means it is about the cross, about the upper room. Come on now. Cloaked from on high, right? Power from on high coming, cloaking you. I am able to do nothing. This is Jesus talking, okay? This is before the cross. I am able to do nothing from myself, independently, of my own accord. That we all know. We can't do anything on our own accord. But only as I am taught by God. Come on, catch hold of the word. What is that? Is he teaching you now? Is he teaching you now? Is the Holy Spirit teaching you now? Something very, very sound and clear. You know, he's teaching. You know who you are. And he's telling, okay, but only as I'm taught by God and as I get his orders. Okay? Then what you will say? Oh, orders? Okay. Give me ears to hear. Who has to give? Only he can do. Give me ears to hear, because his orders that we have to go, we have to do this, we have to lay hands, we have to speak, we have to release. All this are given. And he is telling, but only as I am taught by God and orders, even as I hear, I judge. I decide as I am bidden to decide. Wow. Have you any time read this? I don't think I read it like this. What is that? Father has given the Son of God, Son of Man, what? Permission, beaten. See, I am beaten. I am bidden to decide. I am bidden to decide. Imagine this Heavenly Father, after giving him every right and everything, showing everything, he's giving him right to decide. Come on. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you today? Son of God, Son of Man. Who are you? In his own image. Yeah? You're not a child. You are a mature son. So he is telling all that, and he is telling, and my judgment is right, because I do not seek or consult my own will. I have no desire to do what is pleasing to myself. Everybody listen, those who are serving the Lord in this church, listen. Who was Jesus? Anointed with power. Like the dove came, the Spirit of God landed. He saw, he heard. Power. Luke 4, 1, Luke 4, 12, Luke 4, 18. Started the ministry. Power. He took authority, no shame, no anything. That man, Jesus, is telling, even though I am bidden, I do not seek or consult my own will. That is where the ministry begins. I do not consult or, you know, take it for granted, my own. My God, Jesus said, I have no desire to do what is pleasing to myself. Come on, church, come on. Come on, church, come on. Do you follow this? How serious this is. I have what? No desire to do what is pleasing to? Jesus telling. My own aim. My God, this is a prayer request of repentance. My own purpose, but only the will and pleasure of the Father who sent me. So wonderful, isn't it? So wonderful, isn't it? We learn, not my own will, but His. When, what for He is telling? Is He telling about the cross? He is telling about making the, you know, the, what's that, eyeball out of the saliva and the mud. He's talking about that. Making an eyeball out of the mud, saliva, spat. He's telling about that. Every design of healing. Yesterday was different, today was different, tomorrow was different. Only one Cana. Did you notice? Water turned into wine, only one time. Maybe poor fellow, young fellow. If he had been going and making wine every week, these fellows would have told, look at him, he makes miracle just to drink. He was so willing. Whatever Father will, Father desire, Father's purpose. Come on, man, tell the Lord. Because we want a cloak from on high, right? We want that. Our aim is that. If you are aiming at that, like me, you will say anything and everything, oh God. Scold, do anything, bombard, whatever. I'm here to hear. I will change, God. I will change. This area, I have to change. I need grace in that area, God. You know, I have grace in that area. That person is really irritating me. God, I need grace in that area. Because scared of God. Give me grace in that area, God. Tell me what to do, how to do. He tells. Come on, tell the Lord right now, whatever prayer point I said right now. What is that? I do not seek or consult my own will. I have no desire to do what is pleasing to myself. My own aim, my own purpose. But only the will and pleasure of the Father who sent me. This is it, people. This is it. This is the foundation of the downpour of the power from on high.